Hey, this is Brian Durkin here, host of Full Belly Laughs, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
So I just took a drink of it, and I'm like, boom. The other dog comes like,
Here he comes.
You guys, this had better be pretty freaking important.
Did you watch this whole video?
No, Charlie.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
It's a surprise ending.
All right. Well, I'll try to get through it. Then, I'll let you know.
The whole thing comes down to one little moment at the end. You're like, what?
All right. Well, I was laughing because I got through the dogs, and then I started watching that one. And I couldn't get through the whole thing. I figured I'll pull the audio.
Charlie, Sean the non-believer, Sean.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 32 for Monday, September 4th, 2017.
So today in the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about where we've been over the last 2 weeks. Also, the beers we're drinking.
We've got a list of the 30 starter packs that are too good for words. And of course, a crazy news story.
Haven't seen you for a couple of weeks.
Seems like it's been a long time.
It has been. I've been busy. I've been in different states. I've gone to work several times. Done other
shit.
Not
exactly in that order.
No. Not, you know, I've slept so many times since we've been many moons since we last talked on the interwebs.
It has been. I don't want to do the math because I suck at that, but it's probably been, I mean, it's been at least 2 weeks. So we've had a lot going on. You went on vacation, I hung out here and went on a short little vacation. And so was it good? Was it all you hoped it would be? I know you had to come back, but
it was all I hoped it could be and even more. You know, it was nice. We went down to Myrtle Beach. My in-laws have a condo down there. So if anybody's interested in a Myrtle Beach condo, hit me up, by the way. But
hello at thetwobobs.com.
Yeah, he does, you know, they do rent it out and it's a nice place. But anyway, so we went down there. We just happened to be down there for the eclipse. Which the path of totality was coming right by Myrtle Beach, a little bit south of us. So Monday afternoon, we got in the car, drove for like an hour and a half to go 15 miles because of the traffic, and it got to the point where my app said, okay, you're in the path of totality just barely, but if you drive further, you'll get more darkness. And I'm like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not going any further. So we pulled over on the side of the road into like a parking lot. And we were there for it, and it was really, really cool. We got maybe about 40 seconds, give or take, of just total darkness. So it's the middle of the afternoon and it just gets dark. It was a really, really cool experience. And it was, you know, obviously it's one of those like once in a lifetime things. I didn't necessarily want to take a chunk of the middle of the day out to do this, but I was like, God, I feel like I'd regret it if I didn't do it. So my brother-in-law and I, and Colin, who's my oldest, went down there and experienced the full effect of the eclipse and the path of totality. So it was really cool. And then just the rest of the week, we've been down there a million times, so we don't necessarily need to see all the sights and do all the things, but spent a good amount of time at the pool in the ocean, and just the weather was nice. It was hot. And had a good time
here in the DC area. And actually, I forgot about the eclipse until you mentioned it, but you did send me the picture of you with your glasses, and it was cool to see on TV because we had a little setup at work where we could watch it and see the various areas, and particularly in Kentucky where they had, I think that was the area that had the longest of the blackouts, and just see, like you said, it almost looked like it was complete dark. And here in DC, we had to put the glasses on, and I know everybody's seen the famous Trump pictures of him staring up there, but you had to put them on and almost kind of squint to see where you could see a part of the sun was covered. But up here, we were a little bit too north to really see much of it. And the sky just got this weird look to it. And to me, it was almost like when you take, at least for me, when I take a nap, if I'm outside or I'm at the pool and I close my eyes and open my eyes, everything looks kind of weird. It has like a weird blue tint to it. It had that look to it. It just had a strange feel outside and never really got dark. It maybe got a little bit darker, almost like a cloud passing through, but you could see it with the glasses, but that was pretty much it. So it was at least fun seeing what everybody else was experiencing, even if it wasn't much for us, but maybe one day.
Yeah, again, it was luck. We didn't plan the trip around the eclipse. It just happened to be going on while we were down there. So it was cool. And I mean, we got to see the full thing. So we got to, got to the point where we could take the glasses off and just stare up and at it and see kind of the light ring around the moon. And it was just a really cool experience. And again, I'm glad we took a little bit of time, even though traffic was terrible. And then as soon as it was done and it started to get light again, I'm like, all right guys, let's go back in the car,
get out of here,
hit the road. And it happened, apparently, I wasn't the only one with this idea to leave the second that the eclipse, the main part of the eclipse anyways, the big event was done, because we had to use a turnaround, and then there was one car in front of us that was just waiting for the oceans, the seas to part to give them an opportunity to pull out, and they just sat there and waited. And then before you know it, it was just cars everywhere. I'm like, dude, I feel like if that car wasn't in front of us, we would have gotten home probably a good half hour earlier. But, it was one of those experiences. I'm glad I was down there. And in the videos and the images and the things that you could see just, by just, on television, stuff like that, just didn't do it justice, compared to actually seeing the actual thing. So it was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think you were within that range. We're driving an hour to see it, especially if you were, you guys were so far from home, you almost had to do it. And I think having Colin at his age is a perfect time to do it. And I don't know if Harrison really would have appreciated it as much, but I think for him, that's really a cool learning experience to see, and a bonding thing for you guys, but just something at his age where he can kind of understand it and see what it is and kind of take that back with him to school and say, yeah, I was able to see it. Because back home, I was sure that nobody was able to see it unless they happened to be traveling in the same areas as you. So he's really that lucky kid out unless he's like my son where he gets back to school and he won't remember it.
Yeah. I mean, I think Colin thought it was pretty cool. But I mean, he's eight, so it's one of those things like, yeah, that's cool, Dad. It got dark and then it got light again. It does that every single night.
Yeah. But,
so he thought it was cool, like just in the middle of the afternoon, all of a sudden it gets dark out and, the bugs came out and like you could hear crickets chirping. And then within a minute, it just all stopped for us. And it was just really weird. I think down the road, he'll be like, yeah, I remember that. Hopefully he remembers this and appreciates it more down the road. But, he's just the typical 8-year-old, like, okay, whatever. It got dark and then light. And then we just sat in the car.
Where's my iPad?
Then we sat in the car for an hour and a half.
Where's my iPad? As we talked about in episode 31, we both drink constantly. So how about if we go ahead and dive on into our beers?
Let's do it, because this drink is hitting me pretty hard here.
We're both already diving in. I think, this is good. I like it.
So,
what do you got?
I have a DKML by Founders. And Founders is a very popular brewing company, and it's one of my favorites. And it's Dickmull. I'm drinking a Dickmull tonight. DKML. It's technically not a beer. It's a malt liquor, but it said Founders on the bottle. It comes in a beer
gotta be good.
Bottle. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make an exception to drink this. And And it was Founders, and I never had it before. So, but anyways, it says, here you have what could be the first malt liquor worthy of a glass. Typically a slighted style, we thought we would class it up with a stay in the wood and a healthy dose of dry hopping. A huge hit of corn gives this one a smooth sweetness, while its time spent aging in bourbon barrels will give you the reason to share. Be warned, this one's a pry off, not a twist off. Which I have a beer bottle opener at my in my podcast studio that I is dedicated to this room, so I don't really care whether it's a pop off or a twist off. I think I feel cooler even a twist off, just popping it off with the bottle opener anyway. So that's what I use. But anyway, that's 14.2% alcohol by volume. As it is a malt liquor, it's available in August, which is the month that I bought it. And it's available in draft, a 4-pack or 750 mls. And it definitely,
it's 14%?
14.2%. So it packs a punch. Like you can, like, you're not, this thing isn't fucking around. But anyway, I've been sipping. By sipping, I mean I've already drank most of it. But I'm going to take, for the podcast, I'm going to do a live tasting on here. Yeah, it's definitely a malt liquor. But it's good. It's smooth, though.
When you first tried it, you had kind of a look on your face. And it might be one of those things where you were maybe expecting something different, or you weren't quite, I think maybe you were more surprised by the taste of it or the flavor of it. Is that what it was? Or is it, or did you just taste the alcohol and it felt like,
no, I mean, you taste the alcohol.
Okay.
There's a hot presence in it for sure. It has a little bit of a citrusy taste to it. But it's very smooth considering the fact that it's 14.2% alcohol by volume. Actually it's an Imperial malt liquor. Asian bourbon barrels, and the bottle is actually kind of funny. It says kicks you where you most expect it. And
well, the look on your face looked like you had been kicked when you drank it.
Yeah, so well, why. Because you know, again, it my brain was a little bit tricked by it, because I poured it, it's in a beer bottle. I poured it into a beer glass, and I always drink beer on the show, so you know, when I taste it, I'm always expecting like a beer, but this was definitely more than just drinking a beer. I mean, when's the last time you had a beer that was 14.2%? They exist, but there's not a ton of them.
I can't think of the last time I've even had a malt liquor.
Neither can I, really.
If I ever have.
But I'll tell you, Robert, I like it, though.
Well, it's Founders. You're a step ahead of everything else anyway. So they've got good stuff. They're not putting out crap. So
no, they're not putting out crap whatsoever. And they're building an actual brewery near, not too far. It's in the city, but not too far from my house. And I don't think it's open yet, but I think it's open really soon. So it's kind of a hometown favorite as well. Cool. Over in the Detroit area. Highly recommended if you like a malt liquor. Again, the hot presence I'm okay with because it's a malt liquor. Like if this was a beer, it might be a little hoppy for me, but just the fact that it's more than a beer, I'm okay with the hops, and it balances everything out really well, actually. It's smooth, it's sweet, and it's good. And you know, it's one of those, I bought it as part of a build your own six pack, so I don't have any more of these. But
I was just about to ask.
If I'm looking for something, if I'm looking for a malt liquor or something that's maybe a strong, something stronger than just drinking a beer, I would definitely get it again, though. I rated it a 4 on Untappd, which means I'd buy it again.
So you buy it again. Now, why did you not get the actual four pack? Why did you get it as part of a build your own? It's Founder, so what were you nervous about that made you just, because it was a malt liquor and you weren't quite sure how it would be?
You know what? Because sometimes I just like to build the six packs, you know, just the ability to just take different beers that I've never had before. Like the beers that I had when we did episode 31 and we did the best of part three, those were part of the same six pack. And, you know, I kind of just wanted to get a kind of a tasting or a sampling of different beers. So nothing that I was nervous about. If I saw this and I was just looking for a six pack, I, I might have picked it up anyway, because it is Founders, and I do like that brewery in general. But you know, this just so happened to be part of a six pack, and or build your own six pack, and I'd get it again. It definitely hits you though when you drink it, you realize you're drinking more than just a beer.
Well, maybe it's a good thing that you don't have the full four pack out there, but we'll see. I've got something that I was actually very surprised when I opened Untappd that I had tried this particular brewery, and I think I had it at the Brewfest a few weeks ago, but this is a Mustang Sally Brewing Company, which is not far from here. It's here in Northern Virginia in Chantilly, Virginia, and it's a So Little Time India Pale Ale. And according to Untappd, I guess I tasted their IPA, but there's not a whole lot on the website about it, but it says So Little Time is a West Coast style IPA with inviting citrus and tropical fruit notes. The science of brewing and the art of beer, it is the balanced pursuit of perfection that we put into every beer that we make. It is our privilege to make this beer for you. Cheers. And this is it's actually not too high in alcohol by volume. It's 6.5%, but it is hoppy. It's 65 IBUs. And I've been trying it as you've been talking, and as we talked before we got on here, and I like it a good bit. I'm trying to debate whether it hits the four for me, which is something that I tend to, like you said earlier, that I would buy again. And I think it does. I'm not quite sure exactly what the flavors are. And I know it was either maybe 2 weeks ago, right? I mentioned that the beer that I had was just a standard IPA. There wasn't anything special about it. But this one's got a little bit of something extra. And I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, if it's kind of like floral notes, or it's got something in the tropical fruit, it says, that's in there. So it's got a little bit of a fruit taste, and I can taste, you know, not really grapefruit like I've tended to have in other ones. It might be more of a sweeter pineapple kind of IPA. So I like it a good bit, and I did get a whole six pack because, well, it's a local brewery and I wanted to give it a shot, and it was at the local grocery store. So I want them to keep, you know, piling craft breweries into that place, and I like it a lot. I'll rate it probably a four when I'm done.
It looks good. There's the picture on the website, it looks kind of red, like almost an amber, but it looks it doesn't look like that way when you're drinking it.
It says color pale on the bottle.
Okay.
Yeah, it says color pale on the bottle, so it is a standard yellowish look to it. It's got a little bit of orange to it.
The website is very misleading then.
There's not a whole lot on the website, and I was reading it pretty much off the bottle, but it's one of the things, Alex, that I've mentioned before, that's got a show. He's here local. I know he's been over there and he recommended it in the past, so that's why I figured I'd give it a shot. So I'd like to get over there sometime and see what else they've got on tap, because looking at their selection, looks like I can't go wrong.
Now, what's crazy to me, just kind of going back to being in South Carolina, and I guess it made me realize how spoiled I am living in Michigan, because there's just so many good craft beers that are based out of Michigan. So when I was down there, actually, we found one place. I finally found a place that had something that wasn't just like Yingling or you know, right, one of those things. Although I had a Black and Tan by Yingling when I was down there, which wasn't too bad actually, but we did finally, we went to Broadway at the Beach, which is an outdoor kind of, it's a mall, but there's more to it. It's a very, very popular tourist spot down there in Myrtle Beach. We went to American Tap House, and I was so excited, Robert, because I looked over, I was looking at the row of taps that they had there, and they had some Founders on there. They had some Bells on there. So they had the Left Hand Nitro Stout, which I love. It's one of my favorite beers at this point. But I happened to notice the Duclaw Sweet Baby Jesus, which was just, and I, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, I have to get that, because I immediately remembered you drinking it. And it's a porter, but it's like a chocolate peanut butter porter.
Peanut butter cup in a glass.
Oh my God, it was so good. And I was a couple beers in by the time, actually I was, okay, I was several martinis and a couple beers in at that point, and it was just so, it tasted like dessert in my mouth. Yeah. It was so good. So I was happy.
But it's not overly sweet though. It's not like,
but you taste it,
it is
like
dessert, but it's,
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't overly sweet, but I tasted the peanut butter, though. I'm like, yeah, I taste peanut butter in this beer.
Yeah.
I was super happy. Yeah, I think I texted you immediately, and it was like, oh my God, look what I found.
Well, I saw it on Untappd. I saw it pop up because I have you as a notification, and it came up, and I instantly liked it. I think I sent a text to you saying, sweet baby Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Again, I was several drinks in by the time that happened, but...
That's all right. No, I was glad you found it, because I think even during that episode, and it's a couple episodes back, but I think I was even talking about, I've got to get you some of this because I know you'll like it. And then as soon as I saw you had it, I was like, sweet.
Yeah, I was super happy about it.
That's awesome.
Speaking of Untappd, I can be found at Phil Roberts 33. Where can you be found?
I'm at Robert K 328, and Untappd is UNTAPPD, as we say every week. But follow us on there. We'd love to see what you're drinking too. You mentioned Bell's, and I sent you this list earlier today because I thought it was pretty funny. And a couple weeks ago, I had something from Bell's, and this list here of the rating of the top 10 beers in America. And I think when I was reading the whatever Bell's that I had that week, it said that Bell's Two Hearted was the top, and this list also has it on the top.
And I wouldn't be surprised. One, because Bell's is a Michigan craft brewery. I'm serious. Like, I find like a new sense of pride in Michigan, just being down there and like hunting for good craft beer and not finding a whole lot, and being able to be like, God, where I did find it, a lot of it was from Michigan. But anyway, I mean, it's natural that Bell's be on the Two Hearted Ale. It's even I like it. I'm not much of an IPA guy, but I will drink Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Yeah, well, it's funny reading some of the comments because I think we've talked about it too in the past that people's palates are so different when it comes to beer. And when people say that they don't like it, it's just a matter of they haven't found the one that they like. And the ranges, as we've talked about, you know, what you tend to like and what I tend to like don't always match, but I think both of us are into trying different things, and it's funny some of the comments that, you know, Bell's Two Hearted is terrible, and why don't you try this? And, you know, I think it's really hard to pick an exact number one, but Bell's is right up there. And on this list, Founders is on there a couple times. Twice. So we'll just go through the list. One, sure. Bell's Two Hearted.
We got number two is Russian River Pliny and Elder.
No. Yeah, three, Founders Breakfast Stout, which I think you've said you've tried to find in the past.
Hold on. I think I've had it on
here. Oh, you did have it. Oh, it's maybe it's number six.
Founders Porter. Wait, hold on a second. I'm on a mission to see if I've had it on the show. If I've had it, I don't have the bottle on my wall behind me. But I will tell you this. I have absolutely had Founders Breakfast up. Oh, God, I feel like I've had it, right? Sumatra Mountain, Porter.
You did. Episode 12.
Well, where the hell is the bottle then, Robert?
Wait. You got to redo the whole list. I don't like seeing that bracket there, by the way. Why couldn't you get the floating shelves that look like they were built? Right in.
Well,
your head's always covering it. Now I see
I'll tell you all about that as soon as I turn back around. I'm pissed at my...
You're going to have to redo the whole shelf now. I don't like seeing that. I don't know if you really care, but I don't...
Well, that's
got to be clean.
Oh, fuck you. I'm not doing that. So, I've had the Founders Breakfast Stout. I know it's a delicious stout. And as far as the brackets behind me, if you don't like them, I don't really care. So the story with the shelf back here is actually this was a shelf that went over a window treatment in my parents' dining room. My estranged grandfather, who lives in Peoria, Illinois now, he made it. And at one point, my mom was like, well, we're going to paint the curtain rod and the brackets, but we're not going to keep the shelf. Do you want the piece of wood? And I'm like, actually, I've been looking for something to put my beer on in my podcast studio. So this wood is actually from my parents' window treatment in their dining room that they had. I mean, growing up, I had this wood was in their house. So it's was there for a long time. And then it was at that point, it was just a matter of how do I make it so I can pile a bunch of beer bottles and and cans and stuff on top of it, and it doesn't come tumbling down on me. Damn it, it pisses me off that I lost that beer bottle. Son of a bitch. Well, anyway.
Well, one, you don't have them in order. You know, we talked about that in the past. You got to have it in order.
No, it's never going to be in order.
All right. Well, let's do the order. We've got a list.
Well, I'm going to have to get more Founders Breakfast Stout, though, so I can put the fucking bottle up there now. Damn it. Number four.
You'll probably find it.
Number four. Well, there's only so much in this podcast studio. The bottle's not here. All right. All right. Number four. Three Floyds Zombie Dust.
Number five, another Bell's. Bell's Hop Slam, which I don't think I've had. I'll look on Untappd.
I want to see if you've hit. No, you haven't had that one.
Not on the show, for sure. But I think I've seen the bottle. And sometimes when it's got a name like Hop Slam, I'm wondering if it's going to be too much for me. So I probably haven't. But I need to add it on the list.
Either way.
I'll look to make sure, and then I'll get it. Maybe for the next episode or two.
I think I have a broken toe. I kicked an ottoman. Not on purpose. I just, my clumsy ass kicked the ottoman last weekend. And my toe, the swelling's going down, but it looked really bad. So I think it was Sunday. And then and then it hurt all night on Sunday, and then in the morning on Monday morning. And then I went to work, and I work in a professional environment, so I have dress shoes, of course. And then I get home and take my dress shoes and my socks off, and I look down. I'm like, oh, that doesn't look good. And it still hurts quite substantially. But
so like Quasimodo dragging your foot
there's
around.
Not much you could do. You can tape it up to another toe, apparently, but that doesn't sound comfortable. It's fine.
Stay off it.
Elderly listeners worried I'm going to get arthritis, though, because it won't heal properly. But, yeah, whatever. All right, number six. Yeah, number six, yeah.
There's a tie for number six.
Oh, I see that. So number six is, but then they go to number eight. Wait,
six. Because six is tied, yeah, so there really is no seven. I see what
you're saying. Whatever. So number six, and I've been looking for this beer.
That's the one you've
been pretty aggressively for. Because I've heard it's awesome. It's a Founders KBS, which stands for Kentucky Breakfast Stout, and it's a very popular brew by them, and it. Just everywhere I go, they're like, yeah, we get it in, but it doesn't stay very long. So I have kind of an in, though, at the liquor store by my office now, because they also make pizza, very good pizza, and we order pizza from them quite often. So I want to be like, hey, listen, dude, if you get some KBS in, call me, just set it aside, call me, I'll come pick it up by the end of the day. But anyway, that's tied for number six.
Well, number seven would be the other number six, and that's the Alchemist Heady Topper. I don't know if I've seen that.
I don't know.
I've had number eight, by the way.
Have you? Well, that's Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA. I figured you'd have it, obviously. Well, not obviously, but, you know.
It's Deschutes. I haven't had the Black Booty Porter, but.
That's right.
I'm surprised it didn't make it on this.
Deschutes was the brewery where I actually had to call. It's not the first time I've called a brewery to ask them how to pronounce the name of the brewery and the beer that I was going to be tasting on the episode. But that I did call Deschutes once. They were super cool.
We did call last week. I've had the Fresh Squeezed. It said Fresh Squeezed, so I figured it was something I had to try.
Did that make the episode, though, when we called?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Craig.
Good for Craig. He's going to put in the newsletter and everything. That's right.
Good. We're going to find out.
Yeah, I like Craig. Oh, that was the Brewery Vivant. And I was like, how do you say that? So we called on the air.
Ring him up. Number nine, which is a tie for number eight, Sierra Nevada Celebration, which is pretty good. It's something that comes out around the holiday season. It's a red bottle, and it's kind of for me anyway, it's kind of a variation of their Sierra Nevada IPA, which is, like I said before, it's up there in the top.
And number 10, Ballast Point Sculpin IPA. Have you had that one? Yep.
I've had the grapefruit, and I do keep all my bottles. It's back there somewhere, and that's one of the ones that Ish said to try, I'm pretty sure it was one of the sculpins that she suggested.
So. It sounded familiar, and I haven't had it myself. I'm so pissed off, though, that I lost that fucking bottle. Damn it to hell.
Oh, your camera just shook there. That was a rage spin.
I hit the chair hit the table. I didn't. The camera is a good distance from me.
You are clumsy.
I kicked a fucking ottoman and broke my toe. Yeah, I'm clumsy. Ask my wife. She'll tell you how clumsy I am.
Well,
this is just,
I'm halfway through my second one, so I figured we'd probably move on to the crazy shit we've got to talk about this week. It's a set of starter packs that where if you're going to try to dress like a particular person or a particular stereotype of a person, this is what you would have. So, like I said, the typical white girl in spring starter pack is a black pair of running shorts and a black pair of Nikes that have the white bottom. And actually, it's pretty funny because I think we've got a pair of these upstairs. Got a 15-year-old, so she likes to wear those Nikes. She's got a gray pair, too. Not as cool as my red ones.
You know, that's number 14, though. That's just the header. You skipped.
That's just the header.
Number one is the...
I suck at this.
Damn it, Robert. You fucked it up again.
Well, I don't have a sixth grade boy, but I have a second grade boy, and he's pretty close to this, although he doesn't wear a lot of neon. But number one, I'm a sixth grade white boy starter pack, and it's everything is neon. It's neon yellow Nikes, neon yellow t-shirt, neon yellow shorts, and neon yellow Nike Air Jordan snapback.
So what's funny about this is it reminds me of my brother-in-law, Eric, and he listens to the podcast, so he'll really appreciate this. And I should tell you that he is I'm standing up in his wedding, and Kelly's the matron of honor next month, so they're getting married. But he's an attorney now. He's a great guy. But rewind to like when him and his fiance Bree, who we have a drop from her. That's her right there. When they first started going out, and actually before they started going out, I used to give Eric so much shit because he dressed exactly like this. Just these bright, like really just kind of like immature colors. And it was funny because as soon as he started dating Bree, like within a month, like completely changed up his wardrobe. It's like, and knowing Bree, and I love Bree so much because she probably came and it was like, hey, listen, we're going to go out and that's cool, but you're going to have to dress differently if you want to continue to go out. So I really appreciate that. But so number two, it's the My Mom Is Such a Bitch starter pack. And this is it shows a picture of a girl who has like highlights, a bunch of just crazy kind of bracelets, like Daisy Dukes, a pack of cigarettes, and some tennis.
Heelys. Yeah, the little Heelys. They got the roller skate wheel back in the back of it.
Let's see the heels.
You don't have those up
there? I know what you're talking about, but those disappeared from the world a long time ago, didn't they?
No, I still see kids. I saw a kid rolling around Walmart with them probably 2 weeks ago.
What's she get for going to Walmart?
Well, this is the my mom is such a bitch. She shops at Walmart starter pack. Number three, the white girl starter pack, which goes along with what I screwed up earlier, but it's the black leggings, iPhone, Uggs, Starbucks, North Face jacket, and a dirty hair bun.
And I would say probably this represents the daughters of most of my clients, which is kind of funny. They like walk around, they have a Starbucks cup just attached, permanently attached to their hands.
Not always full, by the way.
No, it's all about appearances. Number four is the I Travel Abroad for Instagram Likes starter pack. So it's a picture of a girl who's just in front of a bunch of buildings, obviously in a foreign land. It has, I don't know what that part is right there. Okay, whatever. It has a white lady hanging out with a bunch of Africans, like in a,
yeah,
in
she's
a
got,
tribe.
Yeah, and she's got her text to her mom says, Where's my fucking North Face jacket?
And a Google says, what is Africa? What? And then a pair of shoes. I don't really get this one, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're out there traveling and you're just trying to find the coolest places to go, that's probably where it is. But Every Girl's Weakness starter pack is number five, and it's the guy with the beard. That's why I grew mine, by the way. Baseball player, which is why I'm convincing my son to play baseball. And it looks like this guy's got arms with his veins showing, so I guess he's probably pretty
douchey.
Probably not ripped, but I guess he's douchey and in shape, I guess.
Number six is the lady who has somehow worked at the same grocery store for your entire life starter pack. So it's an old junky car, like just
that's a tired old Camry right there.
It's something like that. a sponge damper pad, one of those like stretchable, expandable key things that like they're like coily things that you put around your arm or your wrist, a black cat, black like Rockport tennis shoes, a carpal tunnel thing that you would put on your wrist, a headband, and just like a arm flab. A flabby arm.
With a t-shirt where the arm, the sleeve won't come down. Yeah,
that arm's just bursting right out of that t-shirt.
Number seven, this is us, buddy. The White Dad on 4th of July starter pack with the black, almost like the Matrix sunglasses, the spatula, the white New Balance sneakers.
New Balance. You
probably bought a bit at Costco.
I have not New Balance shoes, I'm not going to lie.
You have those?
I cut the grass with them. Well, not anymore because I pay somebody to cut
so
the grass.
So they're green now. Jean shorts and an Old Navy t-shirt with a flag on it. And of course, it says Old Navy, so you know it's from Old Navy.
Quick side story. So I had a pair of Ralph Lauren sunglasses, which I had had them. I had them maybe 4 or 5 years. I really liked them. I'm out on the ocean, and I'm like, well, first, before I go out into the ocean, I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep them on my face. I'm not going to go out very far or anything like that. Like, I'm not going to go underwater. I don't have to worry about them. Well, I'm out there for a little bit, and then my brother-in-law comes up, and he has a boogie board. He's like, hey, you want to try it? You want to play with this boogie board? I'm like, yeah, the waves are pretty cool today, so maybe I'll try that out. Damn it. I have my sunglasses on my face, and I hit a big wave and lost the fucking sunglasses. So far, the Atlantic Ocean has claimed my Ralph Lauren sunglasses, a pair of Revo sunglasses, my Maui Jim sunglasses, which I just loved. So it's got a good amount of sunglasses. So I've moved on to Ray-Ban. We'll see how long those last.
The last time I rode a boogie board, I don't even remember when it was, but it's not too long ago. Although, shoot, maybe it was, because I don't even think Ben was born. But we were at Ocean City, Maryland, and I was riding the boogie board, and it kind of lifted me up. And basically, if you've ever watched wrestling, it pile drive me straight down, and my nose went straight into the sand under the ocean, and I got out of the water, and I swear it had to be broken. I was bleeding profusely. My nose felt like it was hanging off, and I started to walk up, and it was just bleeding everywhere. Like, I got to go back up to the hotel. I don't know. I just went and put ice on it and kind of hung out. So
I'm telling you, especially if you have a good current coming in, just those waves they'll fuck your day.
Nothing
up.
You can do.
Like even nothing you can do. Yeah, on top of losing the glasses, I hit the ground pretty hard, and when I hit that wave, but yeah, what are you gonna do? All right, number eight is the I yell at my wife in public starter pack. I take a little bit of offense to this. Why? A, it's a guy that...
It's all you.
It's a guy
everything
who,
there is
the guy who's basically bald, maybe has a little bit of a peach fuzz, whose head is burned. flannel shorts, which I don't really wear flannel shorts. But reef sandals, which I love reef sandals. I've owned several pairs of reef sandals.
Of course you do.
And Oakleys. Now, the Oakleys, I could say I never own Oakleys, especially Oakleys that look like the ones. They almost look like they are made of...
Look at diamonds.
Diamonds.
Rhinestones.
They're CZ. They're not even real. But that's kind of funny.
Number nine, I love. We got Food at the House starter pack, and it's the pack of ramen noodles, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a hot dog on white bread, and then there's a kid in the back seat. Looks like she's going to hurl, but I think we've all been there. And especially as a kid, where can we please go out? And my son's like, please go out. Can we go over to Tony's, which is the pizza place? No, we've got food at home. And we don't really feed him any of this stuff except for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But he loves it, by the way, so it doesn't really matter.
I like PB&J.
I do.
Number 10 is the high
school. It's got to be strawberry, though. Yeah, that's
it. The number 10 is the high school starter pack. It shows an iPhone's alarm screen that has alarm set for 6:25, 6:30, 6:35, and 6:40. A bottle of Advil, a text message, like a screenshot that says, did you finish that English packet? And then I don't know if it's meant to be a response. It says, can I copy your homework? And then somebody just crying, just tears pouring out of an eye.
Now, if it's 6:40, the bus is already here at 6:40, so... whoever that kid is, they're late. High school starts early around here.
It does here too. Like I remember waking up at 6:15 so I could, you know, real quick, just get dressed, get whatever I needed to get, throw down my my gullet to eat for breakfast and get to the bus stop or get to the car or whatever.
Number 11, I love, and I went probably about this far when I went through this list, and it's the can I speak to the manager starter pack? And I don't even know how to explain this haircut, but it's kind of the almost like the bob where it's real short in the back, but on the sides it's really long and kind of hangs down on the side.
It reminds me of the like I'm a mom in her 30s haircut.
Still trying. Yeah. The Dodge minivan, the jean shorts. I don't quite know what she's carrying there. And then the young kid who's pulling her hair.
I think the young kid's pulling his sister's hair.
Is that the sister? Yeah, I guess right. She doesn't really have any hair to pull except for on the side.
Number 12 is the old Chinese lady that takes the bus starter pack. It's like a hat. With it's like a sun hat. I don't know what they're called. It has like the strings that go that you tie under your chin,
like so a safari chin strap hat, on kinda, it. But it's soft.
Yeah, it has a down zip up vest, a cart that it's like one of those little kind of push carts that you put shit in, and black slip resistant tennis shoes.
Number 13, that I don't know how to dress, but my parents have a lot of money starter pack. And it's the brown cargo shorts, white Nike socks that, of course, have the Nike symbol on them, the white a Nike t-shirt with, of course, the Nike logo on it, and then the blue penny loafers. Or I guess those are boat shoes.
They're brown.
It's the brown boat shoes going with white Nike socks.
You said blue.
Those are shoes. Did I say blue? Those are brown. Those are shoes you shouldn't be wearing anyway. Those are shoes you shouldn't be wearing. That always reminds me of the old Brady Bunch, where the silly Sally sit by the seashore or something. Because didn't Cindy, I think, you might not even watch Brady Bunch.
I know who the Brady Bunch are.
She had a lisp. She tried to get rid of the lisp, and she always had to do this silly Sally sat down by the seashore or something like that. Reminds me of that. But nobody should be wearing boat shoes.
Number 14 is the typical white girl in the spring starter pack. So it's like black, like short athletic shorts, black Nike tennis shoes, like a sport top, and double braids going down the back of the head.
Yeah, like I've got those upstairs. My daddy's a lawyer starter pack, number 15. It's the purple shorts, the pink, is that an Oxford shirt? And it looks like more boat shoes. And then a very, very highly gelled hair.
It's like a Marty McFly haircut. Christmas break starter pack, number 16. Like furry sock, red and white striped socks, a Netflix logo, a comfortable bed that I want to sleep in right now, and Nestle Rich Chocolate Hot Chocolate Mix.
That's good stuff.
I like it.
Short girl starter pack, number 17. It's the rolled up jean pants, the short side of the water fountain.
That's a handicap.
A step stool. Huh? Yeah, it's the short side.
It is. Well, it's shorter, but I think it's. Never mind, Robert. Just go on with your fucking number 17.
The step stool, and I don't quite know what that other one is. Is that like a reacher?
It's like one of those sticks that I feel like I could use one of these sometimes. It's one of those like poles that old people use to pick things up off the ground. It has like a claw on the end of it that's activated by a trigger on the other side of the pole. I don't know. Yeah, I don't need a number 18. The I don't need a man starter pack. It's a master's degree. A lady reading the Holy Bible. Because, you know, if you're in a relationship, why would you need the Bible?
That's right.
He's
not going to appreciate
some lady who's reading like some sort of book or publication of some sort, eating lunch by herself, eating a salad, all pretentious looking, and some other lady who's apparently a career woman looking at a laptop. So if you're a woman and you have a job, you don't need a man, apparently. And no. You read.
These ladies, they look like they don't have any fun. Number 19, I really want this conversation to end, but I don't want to be a rude starter pack.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, it's basically what the enter key. I know, I think we all need this. So what the enter key is, and I guess it's probably just short for when you're just kind of responding back to things. You need a simple button, but there's a button that says, oh. There's a button that says, right. There's a button that says, lol, which is LOL.
Lol.
And then there's a button that says, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I think these are probably pretty typical responses when you're just like, you're trying to acknowledge that the person has said something, but you don't want it to go any further. So that's crazy.
True story. Number 20 is the I'm Hispanic and Soccer is Life starter pack. It's a Hispanic guy. So apparently your starter pack includes you being Hispanic. And
that's a given.
Having like a slit back, like blonde streak haircut. Also, a picture of Hollister shirts that are like athletic skin tight Hollister t-shirts, Adidas, like jogging pants or whatever they're called. And also Nike, bright yellow Nike running shoes or soccer shoes, whatever the fuck they are.
Gotta be soccer shoes.
Gotta be, right? They're soccer shoes. Do they have soccer shoes? Like, they wear cleats, though.
Sambas. No. They've got cleats, but then they've got shoes for turf fields, and those are the sambas. Those are the ones with the big black tongue on them.
And they have the three stripes along the side. I had those.
But when yeah,
I
was but that's like Adidas, but they've got like a long tongue, but they've got just like a regular sole. They're called sambas.
I had Adidas sambas for turf. When I was like maybe in middle school.
That's for when you're not on regular grass. You're on turf. You use those.
Hey, that's what I used them for, regular turf.
Yeah, you did. Number 21. My family went on a cruise over break, and I want to make sure the entire class knows starter pack. And it's just, this kid's got, her face looks like a strawberry. She's basically completely sunburned, except for where her sunglasses were. And then she got the little braid things in her hair where it's, I guess it's like the little, it's a little string that goes around with the various colors. It's like
the rope with the colors that you,
yeah, the little rope. The jamming. I don't know what that says.
Oh my God, your old eyes. It says, hey, man, we be jamming.
And then the old jelly shoes. You probably had jelly shoes too, didn't you?
Fucking jelly shoes.
Yeah, you did.
You don't know what I had. Damn it, Robert. Number 22, the I only listen to real music starter pack. It's a pair of like retro tennis shoes.
Converse All Stars.
Okay, sure. The 1975. T-shirt, an old record player, and I don't even know what the fuck this is.
That's probably the record.
Yeah, maybe.
That's stupid. That's number 23.
It's vinyl. You gotta have vinyl.
That's what she said. I just got home from the school in the early 2000s starter pack with Bagel Bites, TRL, which was an old MTV
Carson
show.
Carson Daly.
Sonny D. And the edit away message, which looks like it's probably from the old Instant Messenger.
That's the old Instant Messenger. That's like when you would install one of those programs just so you could do crazy shit with yours. Did you do that?
Probably.
I did it.
Probably.
I used to talk. Probably. When Kelly and I first, when we were like friends, when I was deep in the friend zone and she was telling me to get a life and find somebody else to be with.
Last week?
Jokes on her. We talked quite a bit on Instant Messenger. She went and lived in Utah for a little while, and we would talk pretty much daily on Instant Messenger. I wanted her so bad. She wanted nothing to do with me at the time, though. But again, eventually she had to cave. I think she felt like she was obligated to at that point. Number two.
Well, she was in Utah. Who knows what she learned out there?
God knows. Fucking Mormons. Number 24, the I hate religion but get lost in my own irony starter pack. So it's a message. It's from like a messenger the messages app on iOS. Says sending so many positive vibes your way, the universe will return the favor. It's a bunch of crystals. It's some hot hippie looking chick drinking something
weird stuff.
It's like a
kind of like a wrist rock tattoo.
I don't know if that's a bracelet or a tattoo. It's like a rock that's glowing. Like a zodiac thing, tarot cards,
tarot
something that looks like you might smoke weed out of it, and then somebody doing like yoga or something. Okay.
Number 25. I'm not voting for Donald Trump starter pack. And The first one is a brain.
This one's great.
The second thing is a bunch of people holding up letters that spell ethics. And the other is a heart. And the other is a road sign that says morals. Awesome. And I like the little handwritten note here on the side. It says Publi. And I don't know what Publi is, but
they're funny.
I guess it's another made up
word.
Those
fuckers over at Publi are hilarious. Number 26, introvert at a party starter pack. It's some guy wearing like a zip up shirt, which I own several of those, so I take offense to that.
But his hands are crossed. They're folded across his chest. Like I don't. My boss gets on me about that. She's like big into the body language. So she's, oh, you got your hands folded. That means you're not open to anything. So you're kind of closed off to the discussion. So that's what he's doing. He's closed off to everybody.
So it's that guy. It's a red solo cup. It's a guy who's like out at a bar, or a girl, hopefully, who's out at a bar, like watching her cell phone, playing on her cell phone. It's a bathroom with a bidet.
It does look like
there is a bidet in that bathroom. I love that bathroom.
I can't see shit.
There's like Chex Mix or like Party Mix.
Yeah, that looks like the Chex Mix Party Mix. It's got the Doritos in it, the Chex, the Cheez-Its. I got spicy Cheez-Its up there, by the way.
That sounds so good. I want those.
It's on Instagram.
I want Taco Bell so bad right now. I had
tacos yesterday.
I don't even know I can't even explain how much I want Taco Bell right now. And there's a cat on a couch.
Meximelt. The Meximelt. And I had the Doritos Locos, the one with the Cool Ranch. Wasn't a fan. I should have gotten the nacho cheese. But I love the Cool Ranch Doritos, and I thought it would be okay. But I didn't quite think forward enough that something with meat and cheese and all that other stuff on there was going to need the nacho cheese. The Cool Ranch didn't do it. I'll have to go back.
It's a shame.
Number 27, college student starter pack, Netflix, 24-pack of Pure Life Nestle's bottle, 6-pack of ramen, and an empty wallet.
It's missing. The only thing that's missing from this is Easy Mac.
Easy Mac. That's good stuff.
Do you like Easy Mac?
They said they were going to change the colors of that, but I haven't seen them change it yet.
They
were trying to get away from that neon yellow or neon orange, and they haven't.
Because I did go away to college for a moment, and Easy Mac was something that frequented my microwave.
I love mac and cheese.
All right, number 28, the Come Over and Chill starter pack. It's a white T-shirt, a pair of sweatpants, Netflix, and a whole bunch of condoms. Netflix and those chill.
Sweatpants look comfortable.
By the way, I didn't realize that Netflix and chill, what the true meaning was, until maybe a couple months ago when Kelly was like, you know what that really means, right? I'm like, well, watch Netflix and then chill out, right?
Yeah, I'm done with the podcast. I feel good because I've been drinking, and I come upstairs and watch Netflix and I chill.
Exactly.
No, not the same thing. 29, the basic hoe starter pack. And it's the, I don't know what kind of braid. I guess it's a French braid, but she's got two rows of it. The black Ralph Lauren polo cap, and I haven't seen those forever. I don't know what that is. Oh, a snap.
It's a snap filter. It's the one filters with the dog. A lot of hoes use that.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't understand what the second one is, so move on.
Oh, the last one here is a Rihanna.
It's like Apple Music.
It's a Rihanna CD or a Rihanna album.
She's not relevant.
She's a hoe, though.
I'm all about Taylor Swift right now.
T Swift is.
Not really.
She's not as slutty as Rihanna.
Everybody's upset at Taylor Swift because I think her next album she's releasing on the anniversary of Kanye's mom dying. So,
because she planned
10
that,
years,
she
can't release.
She planned that for sure.
She probably did.
Kanye West probably is one of the most fucking conceited pieces of shit in the world, by the way. So you know what? Fuck off.
Well, all the people are saying, like, how can she release this on the anniversary of his mother's death? Well, who cares?
Exactly.
People thinking about Kanye or Kanye.
Nobody cares outside of Kanye and the people that knew and love his mom. You know, whatever. Number 30 is the Tumblr White Girl Starter Pack. It's a chick with like one of those like tight like neck bracelet things. It's some lacy bra top thing with a cigarette. It's a bunch of John Green,
like Kindle books,
and then it's that stupid fucking picture. It looks like I don't even know what that is. Whatever. 30. There's
whatever. That's 30.
There's your 30. I think you have to see it.
We'll post a link in the show notes for sure, and of course we'll share it on all our social things.
I have to. You're not going to believe this. But before we do crazy news, I have to piss.
Where is it?
I'll be right back. You find Golden Girls. I'll be right back.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel around
down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift.
3 beers in, this is the best song in the world.
Well, Blinker, that's all I have to say. All right, so time for a dose of crazy news. What do we got this week?
The baseball season is starting to wind down.
Sorry, that was my moan for, that was my, I'm mourning the Tigers right now.
The Tigers have been summarily dismantled this week and sending all their players in various directions. One went to Houston.
I went to bed at like 11 o'clock last night. I'm like, all right, Justin Verlander's safe. I was seeing rumors that the deal with Houston had kind of fallen apart a little bit, or it wasn't going to happen by the deadline. And then this morning I'm on the shitter and I get a text from you that Justin Verlander's off the books.
He's off the books.
Damn it to hell. I was, you don't even know. Like, I wasn't even, my responses to your text weren't even, those weren't even, I wasn't embellished. I was literally pissed off as I was texting you that. I'm like, motherfuck. But anyway.
Well, yeah, I wrote you. I said, who knew? I said, let's see. I know that was yesterday. Let me see.
So we lost Jay Upton too. Damn it. And we have some great prospects. And you can argue that, you know, the Astros, they went through the same thing a few seasons ago, and they stacked up on a bunch of great prospects, and now they're one of the best teams in baseball. And so I hope that's what happens to the Tigers. But
yeah, well, I've got your response up here. It was all caps, what? And then the next line, motherfucker. And then I went to bed at 11 o'clock thinking it was safe. And I said, Astros, all caps, son of a bitch.
Yeah. That.
For three prospects and $100 or $100, $106 after tax.
Depending on what state. But Michigan sales tax is 6%. So,
yeah. Well, same here. So, yeah, he's gone from a non-contender to a contender. So maybe he gets his ring.
Bastard.
Well, anyhow, the crazy news story for this week comes from, or actually about a week and a half ago, and it was at a Red Sox game, and they always have somebody to come out and kind of throw the ceremony. They always have somebody to come out and throw the ceremonial fish. Jesus Christ.
What are they throwing, Robert?
Happy birthday, 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 birthday.
Dirty birthday.
Are probably the coolest Bobs of all.
I still stand by that, by the way.
They always have somebody to come out and throw the ceremony. They always they have somebody to come out and throw the first pitch. That usually has something to do with the game, and this particular one did have something to do, and it goes years back.
Ceremonial first pitch. Won't you please welcome the child who 10 years ago, at age 7, before these same gentlemen on this field, spontaneously made his mad dash around the bases, running for the first time under his own power after years of treatment at the Jimmy Fund. Now a 17-year-old right-handed pitcher at Barnstable High School on Cape Cod, welcome back Jordan Leandri.
Yeah, so he was a pediatric cancer survivor, so he was going to throw the ball for the first pitch at a Red Sox game. And didn't go quite as planned.
Catching his pitch is the former chairman of the Jimmy Fund, Mike Andrews. All right, Jordan, fire it in there.
So he throws the pitch, and I don't know how he even got the ball to be so, the pitch to be so off from where he was aiming and where he was looking. But the ball just sails to, like, it just flies to the right and hits one of the photographers right in the nuts.
Right in the nuts. And then the guy that comes over is just like kind of hugging him like,
you did good, it's son. You okay. Did good.
He covers his mouth and kind of thinks, oh no. Like he knows what kind of pain that is. And he can't believe it. It's probably a mix of embarrassment. But yeah.
He was enjoying his fourth straight sensational season, and he was only 22 years old.
And they keep going. Yeah, so the poor guy is just, you could tell he felt really bad, and he was really embarrassed. Some of the tweets are funny, though. So this has to go straight into the First Pitch Hall of Fame. 10 years ago, he touched our hearts and made us cry by running the bases. 10 years later, he made us cry by nailing a guy in the dick.
I don't think we'll ever see a better first pitch than what Jordan just gave us. Truly a ballsy effort.
I mean, I'm super happy the guy overcame cancer, right? Like, good for you, buddy. And then he just throws this, God, he throws the ball right at this guy's dick, and it was nowhere near the plate.
The picture that the link we'll share in the show notes has a picture. I guess it's basically the guy that he hit, but it's the ball right in the middle of the frame, and there's the guy kind of standing over to the side that's reaching out to hopefully deflect it. And it says, my cameraman Tony is the poor of the guy that took the first pitch in the McNuggets. Here's his view of it coming in. So it's kind of one of those action shots where it's basically his point of view, and he's standing there filming it. And the guy standing next to him got the picture of the ball coming right, and just it hits him square.
It's right there. And they interviewed the guy that threw the pitch and says, I wasn't warmed up, so my body was all tight and everything. And then he added, I went and threw it, and my back cracked. The ball just got away. And now the man who was holding the camera can't have children.
Well, I think about that a lot. They have people either they've played before or they're other celebrities, and they come out to do this. It's got to be a lot of pressure, I think, even for somebody who's used to being in front of the camera, let's say, and even the studio audience, you're not prepared to be in front of what could be upwards of 40,000 people staring at you to make what is arguably a very difficult throw, because it's actually a good distance away, and it just... Shoot, it just sailed on him.
And I keep watching. There's a Giphy image of the guy getting hit in the nuts, and it's just like, you could tell it hurt. Like, it hit him, and he doesn't just like, he's not just like, oh, that hurt. He like bends over and like limps away off of the field. Like,
the ball,
poor guy.
The ball goes up, it comes out. It's not like it's even a straight thing. So he's watching it. He probably didn't even see it coming. It kind of goes up, and then it arcs down in like a rainbow pattern. It hits him square. So I don't know. It's fun to watch. So we'll put a link in the show notes, and of course the YouTube video and the link to the article. But as the guy, it's funny because it's not us.
Oh shit! Even if it was me, it's funny.
That hurts though. Here's a grand look at the 1967 Red Sox player's reaction after Jordan hit Tony in the groin.
Poor guy. So
they've all been through it at some point in their lives, so they're ready to move on.
And I think we should probably move on as well.
Well, that's episode 32 in the books. If you'd like to reach out to us, we are available on all the social things.
Done it again, Robert.
That's right. The2bobs.com or Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Two Bobs Podcast. Mm-hmm.
And we have a phone number too, by the way. If you didn't know, you can leave us voicemails and you can text message us.
I noticed that you had a phone
number. We do have a phone number, elderly listener. Appreciate it. And her phone number. Our phone
number. You guys over. are probably the okay. coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
I'd stand by that, by the way. Our phone number is
530-88-
Hey, Charlie.
We're going to
Charlie,
Candy Mountain.
Wake up. Yeah, Charlie. You silly sleepyhead. Wake up.
Shun the non-believer.
530-82-BOBS.
530.
Which is 530.
No, I got it. I got it. It's 530-882-2627. Thank you, Bree.
And as we've mentioned before, we are part of the BS Podcast Network, so be sure to check out all the other great shows at bspodcastnetwork.com. There is also a link to it on our website.
Maybe I can get Kelly to get us some Taco Bell. You too.
Us? You too. Get you.
She can get you Taco Bell.
She can't get it here fast enough. Fine.
They deliver now.
Be fine.
All right.
I got something upstairs. I got a big old box of spicy Cheez-Its I'm going to go hit up. So. If you didn't hear us talk about Cheez-Its, it's episode 31.
Snack I think we machine. Have regular Cheez-Its upstairs. I'm going to just murder those things.
The spicy ones are so good. Yes. Well, that's episode 32. I think I said that. That was episode 32 in the books.
Yeah. This is it. Again, we're still doing it.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.
Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew, every Sue, Katie Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game.
Thank you for being a friend.
It always goes back to that. It really is a great song, especially Three Beers In.
I love it. Why is my
you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would
oh,
say
no.
Thank you for being afraid.
My mic fell off. I got it. I got this.
Rob Bill. Rob Bill.
All right.
Rob Bill.
Let's do the recap. It's an important part of the podcast.
Okay.
If we don't tell our listeners, Bullshit. If we don't foreshadow to our listeners what we're going to talk about, they won't listen to
they us. Might turn away.
So we got to do it. So I'll do the where we've been for 2 weeks, the beers. How about you do starter packs and crazy news?
Now, how do I do starter packs?
I don't know.
Let's see. 30 starter packs that are too good for words. Let's see.
Hold on. I got to fix them.
We'll talk about 30 starter packs.
You got the starter.
You know what? Actually, why is my oh, I turned my I turned my mic way up. I was thinking that
oh shit.
We
hold on a second.
being a friend.
You're killing me, small.
Travel down the road and back again.
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this shit.
I don't know any of them.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I am not that goddamn fat!
Our Navy is great.
That was still the that was still the best one. I kept playing that. Like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I'm almost done.
All right, I think I got this fixed. Hold on.
Thank you for being a friend.
All right, good. It's fixed. It's good.